Chapter 120. Offense laid to his charge, and who had acted upon that belief. Through the same kind agency, his mother was secured from want, and made quite happy. Thus, as Kidd often said, his great misfortune turned out to be the source of all his subsequent prosperity. Did Kidd live a single man all his days, or did he marry? Of course he married, and who should be his wife but Barbara? And the best of it was, he married so soon that little Jacob was an uncle, before the calves of his legs, already mentioned in this history, had ever been encased in broadcloth pantaloons, though that was not quite the best either, for of necessity the baby was an uncle too. The delight of Kit's mother, and of Barbara's mother upon the great occasion, is past all telling. Finding they agreed so well on that, and on all other subjects, they took up their abode together, and were a most harmonious pair of friends from that time forth. And hadn't Astley's cause to bless itself for their all going together once a quarter to the pit, and didn't Kit's mother always say, when they painted the outside, that Kit's last treat had helped to that, and wonder what the manager would feel, if he but knew it as they passed his house. When Kit had children 6 and 7 years old, there was a Barbara among them, and a pretty Barbara she was. Nor was there wanting an exact facsimile and copy of little Jacob, as he appeared in those remote times, when they taught him what oysters meant. Of course there was an Abel, own godson to the Mr. Garland of that name, and there was a Dick, whom Mr. Swiveller did especially favor. The little group would often gather round him of a night, and beg him to tell again that story of good Miss Nell who died. This, Kit would do, and when they cried to hear it, wishing it longer to, he would teach them how she had gone to heaven, as all good people did, and how, if they were good, like her, they might hope to be there too, one day, and to see and know her as he had done, when he was quite a boy. Then, he would relate to them how needy he used to be, and how she had taught him what he was otherwise too poor to learn, and how the old man had been used to say she always laughs at Kit, apostrophe at which they would brush away their tears, and laugh themselves to think that she had done so, and be again quite merry. He sometimes took them to the street where she had lived, but new improvements had altered it so much, it was not like the same. The old house had been long ago pulled down, and a fine broad road was in its place. At first he would draw with his stick a square upon the ground, to show them where it used to stand. But he soon became uncertain of the spot, and could only say it was thereabouts, he thought, and these alterations were confusing. Such are the changes which a few years bring about, and so do things pass away, like a tale that is told. End of the Project Gutenberg text of the Old Curiosity Shop. Curio by Gutenberg Edition.